Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, Phoenix officially recorded its hottest summer on record, the average high nearly 108 degrees. The city has also been a COVID-19 hotspot, and with Congress deadlocked on pandemic relief, many people here will struggle to pay their rent next month, and probably their utility bills too. Like many cities across the country, the city of Phoenix announced in March that it wouldn't cut off water through the summer. But now some tough decisions have to be made. Catherine Sorensen is the director of the city's water department, and she joins us now. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Peter. It's nice to be here.
And what's the latest thinking? Do you think you're going to be extending this moratorium on water shutoffs in Phoenix?
I do. We've been experiencing an incredibly hot summer. I mean, summers here are always hot, but even for us, this one's been pretty bad. And as you mentioned, you know, pandemic conditions here are still a struggle. And so I do see us potentially extending probably at least for a few more months, maybe even longer than that. We kind of are playing it day by day and seeing how things go.
A lot of people are obviously hurting economically. How many more households than usual aren't paying their bills? Have you crunched those numbers yet?
I'm happy to report that for the most part, our customers are continuing to pay their bills. I think they understand that if they can't keep up with their bills now, that a much larger one is coming down the road. For example, when the stimulus checks came out, we saw a big surge in payment of past delinquencies. But of course, yeah, we do see a higher number of delinquencies now because people out there are hurting.
You have your budget to think about, though, right? I mean, city and state budgets have been destroyed by this pandemic. How long can you keep a moratorium going and still remain healthy?
That's a really good question. And we're looking at those numbers almost on a daily basis. The other issue to think about is that, you know, much of our infrastructure is bonded, and that means we have creditors. And part of our bond covenants or our promise to our creditors is that we will, in fact, faithfully and responsibly collect revenues from our customers. One of the things that has actually helped our finances, ironically, is that it is so hot here this summer in Phoenix, so abnormally hot. What that means is that our water demands are higher and our revenues are higher as a result.
Well, these are questions that people are having, utility directors are having across the country, and Democrats in Congress have tried to come up with this federal moratorium on utility shutoffs. It has stalled so far, but do you think that decisions like that should be left up to local governments like yourself, or should Congress intervene?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I appreciate that a moratorium across the nation is very well intended. And certainly we're all concerned about, you know, people's health and people's financial health during this pandemic. And I do think that those decisions are much better left to local city councils. They have the best information to make those decisions.
Even before the pandemic hit, I know your department was looking into new technology that would restrict water flow for households that weren't paying their bills, not cutting it off. How would that work?
So we took this on about a year ago, and really our main concern at that time was how hot it is here in the summer. And we wanted to come up with an alternative to disconnecting people from their water and sewer service during our hot summer months. And so we started experimenting with a device that basically restricts flow. It continues to provide an amount of water that is adequate for public health, for basic indoor needs, but is not the full service that is provided normally.
So you could, for example, wash the dishes or take a shower, but not water the lawn?
Right. That's the basic idea, is that it's an amount of water that's adequate for indoors. So normally it takes, for example, a second to fill a cup of water. It would take more like 15 or 20 seconds to fill a cup of water, for example. But yeah, you couldn't use it for outdoor landscaping. Really, it would just be enough for indoor uses.
An employee of your department told the Phoenix New Times anonymously that low flow barely gives people enough water to shower and said there's no civil, moral, ethical reason for this practice to be implemented at this time. And this was a few months ago. What's your response to that?
You know, we also have a civil and moral obligation to ensure that we have a utility that serves our community. And unfortunately, it's an extremely expensive undertaking. When we fail to provide safe, clean water across the community, when we fail to collect enough revenue to do that, when we fail to invest in aging infrastructure, it's really the most vulnerable in our community who ultimately pay the price. And that's what we saw in Flint, Michigan as well. So every utility director across the country is trying to balance those individual needs with the community needs as best they can.
And do you think you'll use this technology, because you were just studying it before, do you think you'll use this technology when the pandemic conditions get to a point where you can continue adjusting people's water, disconnecting people's water?
So that was the recommendation of our Citizens Water Advisory Committee. And the idea behind it is it's certainly a better alternative than shutting people off entirely. And that's the norm across the industry today.
That's Catherine Sorensen, Director of the City of Phoenix Water Department. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it. Nice talking with you, Peter. Welcome to Phoenix.
Thank you.